All right, welcome back. We're now Wayne Allyn on 790 Talk Now. If you haven't figured it out yet, we are taking over Afternoon Drive here in Las Vegas, number one Afternoon Drive show in this town. Started out at 6 o'clock for February, March, and April. Now we are 4 to 6. We've taken over for Mark Levin from 4 to 6. That's some fancy real estate. Very proud and very honored to be here with you, Las Vegas, as you drive home from work. War Now on 790 Talk Now, Wayne Allyn Root. By the way, call a number for the bottom of the hour, 702-546-4790. This is a call-in friendly show. Love to talk to you. Love to go to war with Wayne Allyn Root, 702-546-4790. Right now, we've got an interview with one of my favorite guests. I've known him for about 15 years. His name is Craig Smith, founder and chairman of the board of Swiss America, America's number one precious metals, gold, and silver company. When you're thinking of, even thinking of, buying gold or silver, physical gold or silver, if you're even thinking of setting up a SEP IRA account, well, there's only one place to go and one person to talk to. Place to go is Swiss America, and the guy to talk to is Craig Smith, and so I'm glad we're talking to him. Hey, Craig, how are you?
Wayne, I'm doing great. You know, it's funny, on your intro, I was thinking, I remember my first visit with you in Las Vegas when you took me in this incredible Aston Martin sports car, and we went out and taped some programs, and what a great time it was to be able. You are the man that has more energy than any 100 human beings combined. You're just an amazing human being.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it. And by the way, in case people don't know, Swiss America was kind enough to be the sponsor of this show from the first day of this show when Craig and Dean Heskin had no idea whether this would be a hit or if it was a smart move, and they signed on from the very beginning, because they were believers in me, and I've always been believers in them. And they became the title sponsor of this entire show. As you know, we open up the show every single day by mentioning the sponsor of the entire show is Swiss America, and you can reach them at SwissAmerica.com, or you can call them at 800-BUY-COIN. And they were also the first to buy my book, The Power of Relentless, 500 copies, and give it out to listeners of this show. So really, really, really good people. You are good people, Craig Smith. Let's talk about the economy. Let's move on to more negative topics. So far, it's been a love fest. This one may not be such a wonderful topic because I don't feel good about what's in the future of the United States. Even if Donald Trump is elected president, I still believe we're headed for some really, really bad times. What say you, Craig Smith?
Well, if you strictly look at the data, Wayne, you're right on the money. I mean, the data shows that we have been in the worst recovery that we've had since the Great Depression. No matter how you massage this data, whether you look at these ridiculous unemployment numbers or you look at how much money we've created in the system to bail the system out, we have an anemic less than 2% growth rate, and we cannot get out of our $19 trillion debt, our $120 trillion $1 trillion worth of long-term liability, and ever bring the middle class back, which is, that was an incredible book you wrote about saving the middle class. We can never get the middle class back, Wayne, until we get this economy going again. And in my opinion, this man in the White House has been the most disastrous thing we've seen happen to the middle class of America. And that's where our focus should be. So if you look at the data, it doesn't look good for the next few years, regardless who takes over in January.
Right. And, you know, one thing, if you look at my book, Murder of the Middle Class, not only did I predict all this was coming and happening and would only get worse, but I have many chapters in there that talk about the fact that politics is show business, Craig. We're on with Craig Smith, by the way, chairman of the board of Swiss America, America's number one precious metals firm, of SwissAmerica.com or 1-800-BUY-COIN if you want to contact them. But one of the things I talked about and I stressed in my book that very few political people understand, politics is show business. And Barack Obama has a beautiful personality and a beautiful family and a big smile, and no matter how bad things are, he takes credit for how wonderful they are, and he shows that smile and acts like everything's great, and he says it with authority, and he reads it off teleprompter written by a brilliant speechwriter, and those are always brilliant way to go, brilliant things to do. It works. The average American doesn't get it. They think that this is a good economy because he says it is. Craig, this isn't a good economy, is it?
No, it's the worst we've had, Wayne. I've been studying economics for 34 years, and as you know, you can't. I mean, Wayne, we had less than a 1% growth rate in the first quarter of this year. If you adjust for inflation alone, you could argue that we have negative growth rates, and now we're getting down to zero interest rates, which we are in America, and now we're negative interest rates, where you're actually having to pay to have banks hold your money in foreign bonds. It's just getting worse by the day, and boy, I love how you put it, that politics is show business, because Barack Obama is all symbolism and no substance. If you look at the substance of this man's policies, he has created 258,000 new regulations, pages of regulations. He's crushed small businesses. And you know, Wayne, from any recovery, 70% of all new jobs come from small businesses. He's made it near impossible. I remember when I started my business 34 years ago with $50 out of the bedroom of my home. Never thought it would do billions of dollars of business. But I believed under Ronald Reagan I could do anything. Well, guess what? Now we have a president that if you start a business tomorrow, it takes you a whole lot more than $50, Wayne Allen Root.
You know what it takes you? Here's the big problem. This is what most people don't understand. The whole thing that gets in the way of entrepreneurs is lawyers. I mean, taxes are bad, regulations are bad, Obamacare's horrible, but lawyers, I think, are the single worst thing for entrepreneurs. And if you need to spend thousands and thousands of dollars to overcome complicated regulations on fancy law firms, you can't start a business. And that's what's stopping all of us from starting businesses. I've seen all the stats. It's not just a gut instinct by me or you, Craig. New study is out that shows that outside of a few urban areas where there's lots of high-tech big shots, a lot of, you know, Harvard, Stanford big shots like Silicon Valley, like New York City where Columbia University is, like Boston where Harvard is, and like Austin, which is one of the high-tech capitals of America, outside of those four places, there's literally no business startups in the entire United States of America. And that bodes such disastrous way for the future of jobs in America, because without startups, there are no jobs.
Yeah, and Wayne, you just put it in such a perfect way for the average person to understand. You know, we hear we need less regulations and less taxes for better business climates. But you just put it in a perfect way. Think about it. The average person, in order to navigate around all the regulations that are out there right now to start up a new business, has to have the advice of an attorney. When I was starting up my business, there were very few regulations. And, you know, regulations came along the way, and we adapted accordingly. But that kills small businesses. It kills the ability of the entrepreneur to go out there with minimal amount of capital and go out and create a dream. And with 70% of all the new jobs coming from small businesses, Wayne, it's no wonder to me why we have the lowest participation rate we've ever had in the last 38 years in job markets. It's no wonder why you have two and three people working part-time jobs, and that's why we have a 4.5% or whatever the ridiculous number is for the unemployment rate. We have a horrible economy, but the good news is everything's in place for us to have a great economy. Look, we did have a problem in 2008. The system froze up, and now the system is unfrozen. If we had somebody in the White House who understood capitalism, low regulations, low tax environment, we could have two decades of incredible growth, just like after we saw when my hero Ronald Reagan left office in 1988.
Well, you know, Reagan was my hero too, so you and I share a lot. And Donald Trump is my hero today. I'm the only guy in the country I know of that picked him from day one, the only major national commentary. That could be why NBC News and USA Today both reported this weekend about the fight between Paul Ryan and Donald Trump, and they both reported Trump backer Wayne Allen Root thinks that Donald Trump should completely ignore Ryan, he's a loser, and stay away from the GOP establishment. They're all quoting me now, because I'm out there everywhere in the media defending my boy Donald. I think Donald could turn this around, but I still think we're in for rough times. We're going to take a very quick ad break. We're on with Craig Smith, chairman of the board of Swiss America, America's number one precious metals firm, SwissAmerica.com, 1-800-BUY-COIN. When we come back, I want you to tell me this mysterious message I got from Craig Smith. Talk about Carol Henders. I don't know anything about it. I don't know what it's about. Craig's going to let us know, but he says it's a big news story, and I want to hear about it. Carol Henders. So stay tuned. Stay right here, folks. We'll be right back, and Make sure you listen to all these sponsors in this ad break, because they're the people that make this show go. Without them, there's no Wayne Root. Without them, there's no Worn Out Show. And we're not the hottest show in Las Vegas without them. So make sure you take care of our sponsors. We love them. I want you to love them. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Worn Out. We'll be right back. All right, the boss, Bruce Springsteen, and your boss, Wayne Allyn Root, is back. 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. The show is War Now. In case you're a Democrat and you don't understand why it's called War Now, Wayne Allyn Root. Get it? My initials spell war. We got to spell these things out for liberals, you know? They don't get things quickly. 702-546-4790 is the call-in number, and we'll be taking calls right after my interview with Craig Smith. Matter of fact, I want to go over, when I'm done with Craig, I want to go over my commentary that was out at Breitbart today. That's the hottest commentary on the entire World Wide Web. It's called "Mr. President, You Disgust Me." My initial reaction to his address to the nation after the terrible, tragic mass murder terrorist attack in Orlando yesterday. Where he did not mention the words Muslim and terrorist or Muslim and terrorist attack in the same sentence, as usual. Just more of the same nonsense is going to get us killed. All right, we're back with Craig Smith, chairman of the board, founder of Swiss America, America's number one precious metals firm. Welcome back, Craig.
Thank you, sir.
So tell me about this name, which I don't understand who this name is. Did you ask me to mention this name?
Well, Wayne, this should be a name that every single American knows about, and yet nobody knows about her. Carol Henders is a little kind person, human being, who's dished out Mexican specialties in her modest cash-only restaurant for, 20, 30 years. And everything worked fine in her life until two tax agents knocked on her door and informed her that they had seized her checking account with almost $33,000 in it.
Wow.
And she said, what did I do wrong? She said, well, you deposited more than $10,000 in your bank at one given time, and that's illegal now. And Wayne, they basically took this woman who's working a little Mexican food restaurant, her $33,000, and have seized it with no warrant, no probable cause that she violated any laws, no indictment, and she's been fighting since 2014 to get her money back. Okay? Or I could talk to you about Sergeant Cortazo, who served his country valiantly in Afghanistan and Iraq, and how he saved $60,000 for his children's education in the form of cash and wanted to put it into his checking account so he could pay for his children's college tuition. And the teller, on the instruction of the teller, he was told to put less than $9,000 back in consecutive weeks to put the money back in his checking account. He had paid all of his taxes, didn't do anything wrong. Sergeant Cortazo had to fight for a year to get his money back, and he didn't get all $60,000 of his money back. And the list goes on and on, Wayne. And I wrote about this in my book, Don't Bank on It, where right now it is a crime. It's become a crime for you to have $5,000, $10,000 cash in your pocket. And even statements right out of our own Justice Department are saying that, hey, look, according to the Justice Department, going to the bank and withdrawing $5,000 should permanently prompt a banker to rat you out to the police. And what we did in the book is we challenged people at the end of the book. We said, walk into your bank and tell them you'd like to cash a check for $5,000 cash, and watch what happens. And Wayne, when your listeners watch what happens, it will horrify them. They will be asked, what do you need the money for? Why are you taking the money out of the bank? And of course, the answers I would have for that, once I held my tongue, would be, it's none of your business. It's my money. You didn't ask me any questions when I put it in your bank. Why do you ask me questions when I take it out? And Wayne, I could give you person after person, a guy who runs a small mini-mart in North Carolina. They seized $107,000. A poor man is still fighting to try and get it back. Andrew Clyde, a Navy veteran who served in Iraq and other areas from Athens, Georgia. He's fighting to get his money back. Just recently, you're going to love this, Wayne. Down in Muskegee County Sheriff's Office seized $50,000 from a Christian rock band that was raising money for a Burmese nonprofit nonprofit school and Thai orphanage. And they've got his money tied up because he was carrying it, taking it home from a concert. The bank, the cops pulled him over and said, what's that money for? We're raising money for an orphanage. Yeah, right. Seized his money. And he can't get his money back. And now, in Oklahoma, they have what's called ERAD, E-R-A-D, which allows a police officer to run it right from his car and freeze your bank accounts, your debit cards, your credit cards directly from his car.
I saw that, and I got to tell you, I would advise every listener out there to stay out of the state of Oklahoma. When I hear that, all I could say is stay out of Oklahoma. But then the second thing I think, Craig Smith, is, well, that's coming to a state near us. It's going to be in every state soon, right?
You bet. And this is why I bring it up, Wayne, because you asked me initially, how's the economy doing and where are we at in the economy? The economy is so anemic right now, and the banking system, I believe, is in worse shape today than it was in 2008. We already know that the big five banks are bigger than they were in 2008. They're 33% more leveraged than they were in 2008. And we have done absolutely nothing to fix the structural underlying problems that caused the 2008 crisis to happen in the first place. And that's why when I hear this, oh, Wayne, I'm going to go crazy when I say this. When I hear that Barack Obama saved us from the edge of the abyss and he brought us back, and he's, if it wasn't for him, look at where we'd be in the economy. He made it worse, Wayne. He didn't make it better.
Well, and he's made government bigger, which is the really scary thing. I think the whole point of this interview that you're hearing with Craig Smith, chairman of the board and founder of Swiss America, America's number one precious metals firm, is that government is out of control and we don't live in a free country anymore. And if you think you have rights, and if you think we have a constitution, if you think you have economic freedom, you're kidding yourself. It's a disaster out there. Both the economy is a disaster and the state of our rights is a disaster. But Craig, as the minutes tick by, we're almost out of time. What's the answer? First of all, do you have a book or a pamphlet that everybody can get for free that would help them with this?
You know, Wayne, it just hit me. I do still have copies of Don't Bank on It, which is our book that is the latest book that talks about all these events that happen in various places around the country. People can call us at 800-289-2646 and mention the book. I will say this in closing. I'm so glad you're behind Donald Trump. You know, Michael Savage is behind Donald Trump. Michael's a dear friend of mine. I've got to tell you, we need a businessman that understands government is not the source of the answer. Government is the problem, to quote Ronald Reagan. And we need less government. And Wayne, look, you're a perfect example. You want the government to stay off your back, out of your pocket, and away from your children, and you'll do very well raising your children and paying all your bills and paying your taxes and running your business. You don't need the government. You need liberty. And as you just said, we're losing that quickly on the financial front.
I couldn't have said it better myself. I raised my daughter, as you know, Craig, and homeschooled her, and she wound up graduating magna cum laude from Harvard, now getting her, I didn't even tell you, she's getting her master's degree in economics at the University of Hamburg in Germany. So very proud of her. Who needs government with our education system?
You married well, Wayne. We have to blame it on Mrs. Root. Okay?
I did. I married up. There's no question about that. And you can ask her and she'll agree, believe me. So Craig's book is called Don't Bank On It. Based on this interview, every one of you should get a copy of Don't Bank On It. And unless I'm mistaken, you're saying they can get a free copy if they call. Is that correct?
Sure, absolutely. You know, when I built the firm 34 years ago, I built it on education. It's like you, Wayne. You just don't talk about issues. You educate people on issues. We want to educate the public. Look, if you decide to do something in the business that we do, terrific. We love your business. But we want to educate you because we believe, as part of being America, we've got to educate the people and get them to understand what we face in order for us to turn this country around.
All right, Don't Bank On It. And you can get it by calling, what, 800-BUY-COIN, I assume, yes?
Yeah, and that number wise is 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. Mention you're listening to Wayne Allen Root, and they'll put it out postage paid. There's no hidden costs. We pay for everything. We can download it to you online. And we can even give you our latest report, The Secret War on Cash, which will show you how to best protect your family and yourself against these stories that are popping up every single day now, Wayne.
I want them myself. Make sure you save two copies for me, especially Don't Bank On It. I want a copy of that, Craig, so make sure I get one. The phone number again is 1-800-BUY-COIN. We've been on with a great guest. What an engaging personality and what a great guy. What an American dream story. Craig Smith started Swiss America, the number one precious metals firm in America, 34 years ago in his apartment with $50. They've done billions of dollars in transactions. What an impressive guy. Hey, Craig, thanks for coming on. We'll see you soon.
Hey, Wayne, you're the best, and guess what? We do win the war.
All right, I hope so. We better win the war. We better. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm your war. You're winning this war with Wayne Allyn Root.